we are talking about Emotional Intelligence, Why It Can Matter More Than IQ by Daniel Goleman. To help us understand emotional intelligence, Goleman writes, in a sense, we have two brains, two minds, and two different kinds of intelligence, rational and emotional. How we do in life is determined by both. It's not just IQ, but emotional intelligence that matters. So you can be the smartest person in the room, but if you can't control your temper and work well with others, or you're plagued by anxiety and fear, you can only go so far. Self-awareness is the foundation of emotional intelligence. Have you ever said, I'm so upset, I can't think straight? That's because our emotions are very powerful and have the ability to disrupt our rational mind. Our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors are all bi-directional, or in other words, they influence each other. If I'm thinking bad thoughts, I will be in a bad mood. If I'm in a bad mood, it impacts my behavior and my reactions to others. How many times have you had to apologize for overreacting, saying, sorry, I'm just in a bad mood? So the good news about the harmony of our thoughts, feelings, and actions is if we can change one, it will influence the others. So the next time you catch yourself in a bad mood, pay attention to your thinking and choose to start thinking better feeling thoughts. For example, I hate being single turns into, it will be nice to have someone to share my day with. You're still acknowledging your feeling, but reframing it in a more positive manner. Or you can choose to do an action that will enhance your mood, like going for a walk, playing with your animals, or talking with a friend. But be sure to avoid ruminating on the event that triggered your negative mood. Studies show rumination only enhances your bad emotions. It doesn't resolve them. So instead of ruminating about how your boss hates you, try challenging your thinking. Perhaps he's hard on you because he sees your potential, or he's just having personal issues. Check out my review of Loving What Is to learn a life-changing way of questioning your thinking. Have you ever been in a pretty good mood and then exposed to someone who's in a really bad mood and then realize now you're in a bad mood too? Psychologists have found that our moods are contagious and can literally rub off on others. Recognizing other people's moods and how it affects yours is important, but more important is your ability to manage your own emotions. Self-management is not learning to mute your negative emotions. In fact, at the heart of emotional intelligence is the belief that every emotion, be it anger, sadness, fear, and so on, has a place and significance in your life. But self-management is recognizing the negative and positive emotions as they are, and then choosing how they will impact your actions instead of allowing them to cloud your rational mind. Daniel points out that really everything we do is an attempt to manage our mood. You watch TV to relax, you hang out with friends to have fun and connect. Yet when unexpected things happen, like losing our job, or when we're tempted to do things we know we shouldn't, like overindulging in food and alcohol, your ability to manage your emotions and actions is critical. Daniel said, every strong emotion has at its root an impulse to action. Managing those impulses is basic to emotional intelligence. So use these four steps to improve your self-management in all situations of your life. Step one is question your intentions, preferably before you act, but you can also do it afterwards. Step two is thinking through the benefit of your actions. Step three is thinking through the negative impact of your actions. And step four is analyzing if the action is worth doing or repeating, and if there's any other way you can still get the benefit without the negative consequences. For example, you flirted with your married coworker. Step one is asking yourself, why did you do it? Maybe you just thought that she was pretty and you wanted to feel wanted. Step two is, what is the benefit? Was it to boost your self-esteem? Step three is, what is the negative consequence? Perhaps you're compromising your job, your reputation, and your coworker's marriage. And step four is, does the positive benefit justify the negative consequence of your behavior? And is there something else you can do to boost your self-esteem that doesn't carry the same negative consequences? Now, if these four steps are too laborious for you, you can also just ask yourself, if this situation was videotaped and shown on national TV, would I be proud of how I conducted myself? If not, how can I modify my behavior to make myself proud? Now, this line of thinking leads me to social awareness. The trick about being socially aware is in our ability to get out of our own heads and into the present moment. How many times have you been in a conversation and then you realize you have absolutely no idea what the other person just said because you were thinking about how to respond to them? See, we want others to think favorably of us, and that causes us to become overly concerned with making a good impression. Yet while we're busy thinking about ways to prove our worth, we're sending cues to the other person that they aren't important to us. See, even if you were perfect, it doesn't guarantee that people will like you. We can all think of somebody that we have been envious of, yet we didn't really like. That's because people like us for the way we make them feel about themselves, and we like people for the way they make us feel about ourselves. So social awareness is about focusing on the other person, noticing their nonverbal cues, and being more concerned with understanding them than you are about proving anything about yourself. Regardless of your life situation, if people feel good around you and feel like you understand or empathize with them, they will like you. For more on increasing your emotional intelligence in interactions with others, check out my review of How to Win Friends and Influence People. The road to successful relationships starts with a self-acceptance and understanding so that you may get out of your own way and start accepting and understanding others. Let's end with a quote from Daniel. The problem is not with emotionality, but with the appropriateness of emotion and its expression. The question is, how can we bring intelligence to our emotions and civility to our streets and caring to our communal life? Thank you for joining me, and you make it a great day.